Hi, welcome to Live on KEXP at Home. I'm your host, DJ Morgan, from listener-powered independent 90.3 FM KEXP in Seattle. We stream online all over the world at kexp.org as well and on our mobile apps. And we are so happy to continue to connect you with live music as we remain socially distant and working from home as much as possible. And all of this is made possible with your support. So thank you so much for supporting KEXP. And I'm so happy to be joined today by Aaron Fraser. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Where are you joining us from today?
I'm in my attic in my place in Brooklyn.
Nice. We are in very different time zones right now. How have you been doing?
I've been doing well. I've been working really hard, staying super busy between this record coming out, and then also working on a new record for my band, Duran Jones and the Indications, which is almost wrapped up. So there's been a lot on my plate, but it's a blessing to be busy right now.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear that you're making new music with Duran Jones and the Indications as well. We were so happy to have you in our live studio with them last time back in 2019. So hopefully we'll be seeing you all again soon. But huge congrats on your new solo record, Introducing, that just came out last month on January 8th. I told you this before we started this session, but it is my favorite album of the year so far.
That's amazing. Thank you.
I'm honestly really looking forward to summer because I feel like this record would be just so killer to listen to in the summertime. So I think it's going to remain one of my favorites of the year, definitely.
Yes, thank you. It's definitely warm weather music. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, folks may know you as the drummer and singer and songwriter of Duran Jones and the Indications, and this is your first solo album. How did you end up deciding to make a solo record?
Basically, I got a call from Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys while I was frying some plantains, making some dinner, and he was just like, I heard your music, I love your falsetto, I wanted to make a record like in this falsetto style for a while, and I think you're the person to do it. So I said, hell yeah.
First of all, how does Dan Auerbach get your phone number? Is there like an artist phone directory that you get?
I thought the station had the directory as well. I'm sure, I think it was, you know, management to management maybe passed along the number. And I had heard from you know, my people that he was enjoying my music, but a lot of times stuff like that, and I'm sure for somebody like Dan, who's super busy and, you know, has all the stuff going on, that stuff generally moves a lot slower. But it was that same night that I had heard that he had been enjoying my music that I got a call from like a, you know, Akron, Ohio phone number, and it was Dan.
Wow, that's so cool. What a high compliment too. So I'd love to get into a song from the new record. You were kind enough to record some amazing live performance video for us. First of all, before we play this first song, where did you record this session for us?
So all these performances are recorded at the Jalopy Theater in Red Hook, which is in like Southwest Brooklyn. It's such a special place for me and for the city. It's a place where like the folk history, music history of New York kind of got priced out of the East Village, and where it moved was into Red Hook, into a place like the Jalopy. So it houses, you know, folk musicians from all over the world and all over the city. It's a beautifully intimate venue. And it's one of my favorite places in the world.
And this, it's such a beautiful performance video. Let's watch it now. This is the song Bad News from Aaron Fraser's new solo album, Introducing, here live on KEXP at Home.
Can you feel me? much more.
That was Bad News live on KEXP at Home from Aaron Fraser from the new album Introducing that just came out last month in January of 2021. Oh my God, I cannot believe that song got better than the version on the album. You did it with strings. Oh my gosh, that string quartet just, that song is amazing in that version. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the song Bad News? What is that song about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so that it was written pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. It's inspired by climate change, and it's supposed to almost be read, you know, from the perspective of Mother Earth being like, you know, I'm on fire, I can barely keep it turning. But as time has gone on, it has summed up what I've been feeling, and I know a lot of people have been feeling over the past year of just like, we're just trying to put one foot in front of the other, and just this constant barrage of like, of just grim, grim realities. And just trying to make it through.
Yeah, that song really resonates right now for sure. It's so trippy to think that it was made a couple of years ago at this point. I was seeing on your social media that you were doing a little spotlight of environmental organizations along with Sierra Club for a campaign called Good News, Bad News. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. Yeah, I mean, you know, being that this song was inspired by climate change, I wanted to bring attention to it. And it's like, I'm not somebody who believes that every single artist has to, you know, use their platform nonstop to talk about like political stuff. But for me, I do feel like there's absolutely room in my life and my music and a responsibility in my life and my music to address that stuff. So yeah, I partnered with the Sierra Club, which is a really big environmental conservation group, protection group, to basically highlight frontline groups, which are groups that will be most immediately affected by climate change. And not only that, they are frontline groups and they'll be affected first, but also what a lot of these groups are doing to combat climate change. And it's a lot of amazing stuff. It's like, you know, there's politics and legislation, but there's also, urban farming and green job training and all this amazing stuff that's happening. And, you know, while the song is called Bad News, I do think is important to also like show people that there are like good things happening and changes are happening and people are doing inspiring things every day.
Yeah, I feel like this time is a time of great opportunity, right? Like you could think about it from a different perspective where, if we do a good job of educating people and letting people know what the opportunities are for green energy for different jobs that can be created that can also help the world, I think is fantastic work. So thank you for amplifying that message. That's so awesome. I'm DJ Morgan from KXP talking to Aaron Fraser, just released his new solo album, Introducing. Let's get to a couple of more songs from these live performance sessions that you recorded for us. We're going to hear the song Have Mercy, and then we'll go right into If I Got It. I'd love to hear about the story behind Have Mercy first. What is that song about?
Have Mercy is pretty autobiographical. It's, you know, the story of me meeting my, you know, my partner, and, just the, like, the realization of, like, wow, this person is, I found somebody so special, but then the fear that comes with that of, like, I don't want to mess it up. Yeah.
That's very relatable. This is the song Have Mercy from Aaron Fraser live on KEXP at Home.
Before music in my soul, the butter on my roll. If I got it, woo, baby, you'll know about it. If I got the strength to carry on, or admit when I was wrong. If I got it, woo, baby, you'll know about it. Yeah, yeah.
Live on KEXP at Home. That was the song If I Got It. Can you tell us a little bit about that song? What's that one about?
Yeah, so I was in the DMV in Sacramento, which is, I don't drive in Sac, you know, I don't have a Sacramento license, but my partner's dad had to go in and we were going with him. So it was at the commercial vehicles desk. So it had a bunch of toy trucks on the wall behind the desk, and at the top of the wall there was a slogan, a banner, which was like a Teamsters, like a truckers union slogan from the 50s, like Jimmy Hoffa era, that said, if you got it, a truck brought it. And I was just like, I don't know, there's something about that line that just like sparkled to me. And so I wrote it down in my phone, and then just sort of like sat with it, personalized it, like, if I got it, then what? Then your love brought it. And I think as soon as I had that concept, that sort of central thesis, the whole song came together in like an hour. I love that one.
Slogan from a DMV. That's awesome. The new album, Introducing, is out now. Highly recommend picking that up. We have one more song to get to from the live performances videos, and this one is so good. It is the song Over You, one of my favorite songs on the record. Let's check it out.
That's
this
right.
is Over You from Aaron Fraser, live on KEXP at Home.
Oh.
over you. That version is so good. I love it. That was an amazing live performance. It's Aaron Fraser live on KEXP at home playing Over You from the excellent new solo album called Introducing that just came out last month in January of 2021. Aaron Fraser, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for these amazing performance videos. I cannot thank you enough for your time. Thank you.
Morgan, it's been a pleasure. I love KXP. I love the station so much. So it's an honor for real. Thank you.
We are huge fans. Go pick up the new album Introducing. Be on the lookout for a new album coming out, what, this year from Duran Jones and the Indications? Can you say?
I don't know how much I can say.
Fair enough.
We're wrapping it up.
Fair enough. We'll keep a lookout from that, and hopefully we will see you for some sort of live performance, virtual or otherwise, when that record comes out. Thank
Absolutely.
You again.
Appreciate
and
it.
Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. We have more live streams coming up. Be sure to check out our virtual events calendar. You can find that on our website at kexp.org. And through all of this, we're keeping the music discovery coming to you through our worldwide stream and broadcast at 90.3 FM at kexp.org and on our mobile apps. And all of these in-studio sessions get posted on our YouTube channel. So you can find out more there and all of the stories behind the music and much more at our website, kexp.org. And again, thank you so much for supporting listener-powered independent KEXP. We'll see you next time. It's live on KEXP at home.